Isn't it interesting how often we end up comparing ourselves with everyone else? And so often we come up with the conclusion that we are the ugly duckling. So is it true, or are we missing something? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program today as we take another look at your identity in Christ from a different perspective. Chances are that you know the story of the ugly duckling. You know, this little duckling that grows up with all the other little ducklings, except he was different. He was big and ugly, and as time went on, this little duckling grew not into a duck, but into a beautiful, graceful swan. And it's a story about you and me. It's a parable, if you will, about what happens when we compare ourselves to other people. We live in a competitive world, and so people are forever comparing themselves to the next person. And somehow, in our hearts, we never seem to measure up. I call it ugly duckling syndrome. It's one of those confidence shakers in the lives of so many people. It robs us of that gentle confidence and assurance that, you know, we all need in life. I wonder if you thought about it right now. If you could identify the person or the people in your life that you compare yourself with, or maybe even you compete with. Sometimes it's a brother or a sister. Sometimes at school, you know, we compete with our friends because they're better looking or they have better marks and results or better situations or better parents. Sometimes it's at work. It's often the case with men because we men seem to be focused on careers and promotions and salaries and what car we get or how we get on compared to the next guy. Maybe it's a neighbour or a friend, and that's often the case with women. Oh, she's got a better marriage, or she looks better, or she's got a better figure, or she has nicer hair, or better eyes, or she's in a more social set. Here's the thing we do, right? Let's be really blunt about this and analyse this because it doesn't make sense. This is what we do in our comparisons. We compare our worst features with other people's best features. I mean, a woman might look at another woman and say, well, she's lucky. She has a fantastic husband. She has a fantastic marriage. I wish I had that. But what's the basis of the comparison? Well, on the one hand, she's looking at the things that are griping her about her husband and her marriage and her situation against the external veneer of the other person's husband or marriage. I mean, let's face it, it's hardly a reasonable comparison. I mean, we have no idea what's going on behind the closed doors in that other marriage, do we? We just have no idea. So we pick just the bad things on our side of the ledger and compare them with an idealised good things version of the other person's life. I mean, come on. Men, we go, well, it's not fair that he got that promotion. I'm just as good as he is. Now he earns more than I do. But, you know, guys, we have no idea of the pressure that other guy's under, of the size of his mortgage, of the state of his marriage, of his relationship with his kids. You see what I mean? And then what we do, this is where it gets really crazy, is we compare all of our worst points with all of the best points of all the other people we know. It's like one of those distorted mirrors that makes us look really short and fat or really tall and skinny. I saw a cartoon recently of how men and women see each other in a mirror, and the woman who is standing on one side of the mirror has a lovely figure, but in the mirror she sees this short, dumpy, fat image. And the man has a bit of a stomach, and in the mirror, he sees this bronzed, muscly man. Oh, wake up! Let's stop comparing ourselves with one another. Because you know what? When we compare with one another, it's a confidence shaker. And there's one thing for certain. You are a different person to me. And I am a different person to you. I have to tell you, if we were all like me, it'd be a really sad, old, boring, old world. I tell you. And you know something? If we were all really like you, maybe it'd be just the same. Because the reality is we need variety and different skills and abilities. So why do we compare? I mean, if you've ever been in a room with just a handful of people, have a look around. How many of you look identical? How many of you have the same hair colour, the same body shape, the same outlooks on life? We're all different. That's the point. That's what makes the world go round. That's why it's fun. I love my wife because she's her and she's different and she has incredible strengths that I don't have. If you ever ring our ministry, chances are you'll end up talking to my wife, Jackie, and she loves talking to people and she loves helping and getting those CDs out and responding and ringing you if you see. She just loves doing that. right? And I praise God for that, because we need people like that in our ministry. But if you stuck her on this side of the microphone, you wouldn't hear a thing. We always joke you'd have just dead air, because Jackie would hate to be sitting on this side of the microphone talking. That's what I'm called to do. And she can do things that I can't do, and I can do things that she can't do. How dumb would it be if we beat each other up and kept comparing with one another and say, you should be like me. But, you know, we want other people to be like us, because then they see the world our way and then life's easier and we just want them to be like us. Wake up. When we compare with other people, it shakes our confidence, because inevitably we look at the things that they can do and say, I can't do that. It's a confidence shaker. And I'd like to set you free from that today. The Apostle Paul 2,000 years ago, well, he had a problem. All the other apostles were actual disciples of Jesus. They'd been with Jesus for 3.5 years, but not Paul. And so people didn't think of him as an authentic apostle. He spent a whole bunch of time having to convince other people that he was an apostle. And people were obviously having a shot at him. Listen to what he writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, beginning at verse 12. He says this, "We don't dare to compare ourselves with some of those people who commend themselves. When they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they aren't being wise. We, however, will not boast beyond proper limits, but we'll confine our boasting to the field that God has assigned to us, a field that reaches even to you. We're not going too far in our boasting, as would be the case if we hadn't come to you, for we did get as far as you with the gospel of Christ. Neither do we go beyond our limits by boasting about the work that others have done. Our hope is that as your faith continues to grow, our area of activity among you will greatly expand, so that we can preach the gospel in the regions beyond you. For we don't want to boast about work already done in other man's territory, but let him who boasts boast in the Lord. For it's not the one who commends himself that's approved, but the one whom the Lord commends." There's huge wisdom in that. God has made me to be who I am. God made Paul to be who he is. Doesn't compare himself with himself. He doesn't commend himself. He doesn't compare himself with other people. He says, look, God's given me an area of operations. And you know something? My area of influence, my area of operations, that's what I've got. That's it. That's what I'll do. Can I tell you, I still see that comparison sometimes today, even amongst preachers, even amongst media preachers. Whose ministry is bigger? Can I ask you a question? Who cares? What's the point of people comparing themselves? You know where I got my call? From God. You know where I get my delight? Last night, I met a woman who listens to our programs regularly. She's a new believer, and she's telling me how much God had done in her life through the programs. Just recently, you know, she's come to faith. That's what matters to me. And I used to be a comparaholic. I used to be someone who was always comparing. I hated other people getting credit or kudos ahead of me. And God set me free. No more comparison. Bottom line, my confidence is in God, who made us, what he called us to do. Sure, I listen to wise counsel, but I'm not really interested in limelight or what people really think or say or how I compare. And there is such an incredible freedom in that. A quiet confidence. Get a revelation. Stop comparing. Rest in what God's made us to be and called us to do. Full stop. End of story. Sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before I go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you be all that God made you to be. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's Word fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there for you. As a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.